Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hello, Sashir.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
Fancy seeing you here.
Oh, so fancy. It's the fanciest.
Wait, are you wearing overalls?
I'm wearing overalls. I haven't worn these in a while.
Those are nice. They're pinstriped. They're signature Sashir colors, beige and less beige.
Yeah.
I like them. They're cute.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm like going from place to place.
Yes.
In this trip, I went to Indiana I went to New Mexico to Indiana to back to New Mexico, and then I go to Austin and then I go home. So I was trying to figure out how to pack in a way that's like still cute outfits, but very foldable.
Boy, oh boy. It's funny because I've done that. I've been on a plane that much. I've been away from home that long. Just not in a couple of, like, in a while.
In a while. It's exhausting.
Ooh, girl, planes.
I'm out of practice.
The whole getting on, the whole getting off, the whole talking to a flight attendant. Come on. Ew.
Okay, so you've told this to me many times where you fall asleep and then the flight attendant's like, you were a good little sleeper. And it's like so weird. That happened to me yesterday. I fell asleep. Also, not that long. I was like waking up, fell asleep, woke up to eat. Because of course, I gotta eat.
Yes, you will always eat.
and then fell back asleep. And the flight attendant, as I was walking off, was like, you got a good nap in. And I was like, why are you even commenting on my nap style? Like, why?
I think it's pretty dang rude. Because it's like, we're adults. How dare you? How dare you talk about how I nap?
Yeah, I just want you to ignore that I even did anything. Don't comment on how I ate, how I drank, how I napped. Open the window.
Honestly, that would be if you open the window on a plane, they have to comment. They have to tell you to
don't even it's my business. It's my seat.
No, they're going to be like, ma'am, no, you can't. We're getting sucked out. No.
I was like, it's too hot.
We have two fun guests today. We have Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey. They wrote a book. It's called Office BFFs, Tales of the Office from Two Best Friends Who Were There by Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey. It comes out May 17th, 2022, this year. So up first is Jenna. Okay, so Sharon.
Yeah.
Intro.
Okay. So now we're at a part of our show that we haven't done in a long time. So here goes.
I'm excited, Sashir. We haven't done this in forever.
But it's a great way to get back into it. It's called Besting Each Other, where we talk to best friends about their best friendships. And first up in this duo, we have Jenna Fisher. Thank you so much for being here.
Yay! I am so excited. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Okay, we should get into the questions. But first, Jenna, I just want to say I'm 10 years or 15, maybe 20 years late, but I just started watching The Office this year. And boy, oh boy, it's funny. I don't know if you know.
I'm so excited that you found The Office. You know, Angela and I have our podcast where we're rewatching an episode every week. So I kind of feel like I'm now a weird geek fan of my own show that I was on.
Oh, good.
I'm dropping like weird references and texting people memes of my own show. Like just a regular fan of it.
I like it. That makes me happy.
Yeah, Nicole was live tweeting it, which I guess wasn't live tweeting because it wasn't live, but like past tweeting, I don't know, future tweeting, just as if everyone's watching the same episodes. Like, guys, can you believe this? Jim and Pam, what? And everyone's like, I yeah. mean,
it's crazy. I was like, will they? And then, spoiler. No, I won't spoil it because there's someone listening who hasn't seen it and they need to discover the magic. Anyway, your best friend, Angela.
Yeah, my best friend, Angela.
How did you two meet?
We met on the pilot of The Office. We were both cast on this show, and that is how we met. But that is not when we became best friends.
Oh.
In fact, Angela might have to weigh in here, but I'm pretty sure that we did not exchange phone numbers after the pilot. So we met on the pilot. I loved her. She would hang out with me all the time and we would have lunch and we were chitty chatty and I loved it. But I think we thought that the pilot of The Office was going to be a one-off. Like we were never going to see each other again. There was so little faith in the show from the network and the powers that be and the critics who already hated us, even though they'd never seen it. We all just thought it was going to be this little experience that we all treasured. And I turned 30 years old after we filmed the pilot, and I didn't invite a single cast member to my birthday because I thought I would never see them again anyway, which is weird because now they're all some of my best friends and I did not invite them to this milestone birthday. But anyway, you know, this was also before social media. Like you really had to specifically ask someone for their phone number to stay in touch with them. And I don't think we did. So luckily the show got picked up. And then during that first season, it was the basketball episode. And Angela and I didn't have very many lines. And they sat us on a bench together to watch the majority of the episode go by. And we just did background work for 12 hours a day for 3 days in a row. And on that bench, we told each other our life stories, just fell in love with her. Aww. And we've been best friends ever since.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I like that. Wait, is the basketball episode where it's the warehouse employees versus the people in the office?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that one. Yes, and Roy and Jim are playing on opposite teams. And who is Pam rooting for? Mm-hmm, she's so torn. Yeah.
Do you remember if there was a story you told or a story Angela told during those 3 days where you were like, oh, okay, now we're getting in deep. Like, what was the first, this is no longer surface anymore. Now we're getting into the real shit.
Yeah, that's such a great question. So I think we went deep into our childhoods, on day 2.5.
Ooh.
We were like, should we do childhood traumas? Okay.
That is really a marker of now we're friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this year I've told you a lot of traumatic things on beaches, like at sunsets.
Yeah. Just, do you steady yourself like a sunset beach or like, hold on, I got to get ready.
Yeah, I'm like, this is nice. Should I ruin it? Okay, Jenna, what is your favorite memory of traveling with Angela?
Okay. So I already know Angela's going to say the same thing because there was this time we had to travel to New York together and I had just started playing the guitar. I had been cast in a movie and they gave me a guitar. Even though my character didn't play, I had to hold a guitar. So I became slightly obsessed with the guitar and it was a 3-day trip to New York, but I took it with me. I took it on the plane with me.
Oh my God, that's because so cumbersome.
And I was convinced that I was going to play this guitar during this 3-day massive publicity event in New York, you know, where you have no time. I don't know. I couldn't be without it. And Angela still gives me shit about that because I guess I just like ran into a lot of people and it like slowed us down. And then I, on that same trip, I ended up falling down a set of stairs and I broke my back in four places.
Oh my God.
Yes. And I never did play the guitar. And Angela took care of me during this whole thing. We actually put this whole story in our book. I had to like live in New York in a hotel for 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Before I could travel again. And then like she had to figure out how to get the guitar home. She hates this guitar. You guys, I don't play guitar today. Like it was the guitar trip.
Yeah,
that's
it's most memorable
funny.
For many reasons. But what's interesting is that what's memorable about it is not that I broke my back in four places and had to convalesce in New York. It's that the guitar, it was like the freaking guitar.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It just, I remember laying in the hotel room and Angela was there with me. She totally nursed me back to health. And she's in one bed and I'm in another bed. And then the guitar is just like in the corner, just like sitting in a corner, just like.
It's a curse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, maybe I should never play guitar.
Don't.
Yeah.
But it'll hurt try.
Because I was thinking about trying again.
No.
Recently.
I don't think so. No.
I think I should
Jenna,
not.
It's not for you.
Okay.
Not if you want to stay intact.
I won't do it.
No.
No.
I have a logistical question. After you break your back and then you have to get on a plane, you can't like lay down. How do you?
Yeah. So the way I broke my back was I broke the transverse vertebrae, which are those little wingy things that like stick off your spine. And it's sort of like breaking your ribs where like, so it's, I guess if you're going to break your back, it's the best way to do it. Just for a tip for anyone out there. but what happens is your muscles, they form a type of cast. Like my most difficult part of the recovery was how just like stiff I was. But that was important because the muscles were like holding my spine in place while the bones healed. And so I was actually meant to like walk around a lot and sit up a lot. Like that motion was good for recovery.
Oh.
And sitting actually like hurt, but laying hurt too. Like the most comfortable thing was to kind of just stand in one place.
Oh, no.
It was very interesting time.
That fucking guitar.
And I know all because, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm
well,
fine.
I'm glad you're okay. Yeah. I'm glad you're okay now.
Oof.
Yeah.
My goodness. What is your favorite thing about Angela?
I guess I would say she's very funny. And she makes me laugh and I like funny people. So I think that was an important quality in a best friend for me is that we laugh a lot together. And she is very like unwavering in her support, like and love and acceptance of me. So like even the parts of me that I can't stand, like she still likes me, you know? Like, I just feel like liked by her and loved by her, but like in a very constant way. And it just means the world to me. She's just not judgy. You know, she's like truly lovingly supportive.
What a dream.
I love
that.
That's
so sweet.
Okay. What is Angela's favorite thing about you?
I don't know.
It's a hard question.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a hard question because I see it feel like sort of like I won the lottery with her as a best friend. Like I'm so lucky that she liked me back. I think, well, I'm very good at listening and she can just keep talking and keep talking and keep talking through something and I never get tired of it. And I don't know. I mean, I love her back, you know, like I accept her too. There's really nothing she can do that would ever make me give her up. So I feel like maybe that part's mutual.
Yeah, that's really special.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. What is something that you do that drives Angela crazy?
So this is interesting. Because since we started working together, I think we discovered things that irritate one another about the other. Yeah. So like before we were working together, I think these personality traits, they didn't bump up so much just in friendship life. So something that I do that irritates her, I'm very structured and very, I don't do well with change or like when my structure is off. So like I eat the same breakfast every day and I have my little routines. And I think like maybe she could find that a little bit. She's not like that. Like she's like sort of leads with feelings and she has a great work ethic, but she's more fluid of a person. And so I think maybe like I need more, you know what I mean? Like I just have more like particulars.
Yeah,
I guess.
What do you eat for breakfast every morning, if you don't mind me asking?
I have eggs and strawberries.
Ooh.
Sometimes hard boiled, sometimes scrambled. I mean, I do shake it up.
Okay, so there's variety in the egg form.
Yes, but egg and fruit. Sometimes I'll do like some other fruit, but mostly strawberries every day.
I love strawberries, and this makes me happy.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you grow some strawberries recently?
Jenna, thank you. I was a farmer for a while. I dabbled.
I remember.
Yeah, I think they're called June-bearing strawberries, and they're so sweet and delicious. They're
really
kind of hard to grow. You just have to water them every single day, and you have to get the amount of water right. Otherwise, if you overwater, they're not as sweet. It was very hard being a farmer. The farm has since shut down due to lack of time and
and services.
And services and things
employees.
That happening. The employees, they're just too busy. Okay, Jenna, what is something Angela does that drives you crazy?
Okay, so Angela knows this. We communicate a lot by leaving each other messages.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this tendency in her messages to retell me information with many specifics, like hundreds of times. Like she'll describe a thing as if she's describing it for the first time, but she's describing it for the 100th time. And in particular, there's this one thing she describes to me constantly, which is this French cafe that she likes to get an iced tea at. And every time she leaves me a message, it's going to be a juicy message. It's going to be like, this is an impression of Angela. Lady, oh my God, I have to tell you something. I ran into such and such and you would not believe what they told me. We were at the French cafe. So this French cafe, it has a little cafe in the back, but in the front, it's got a store and they have the cutest items in this. And I'm like, I know what you order there. I know about the store. I know about this cafe. Like, tell me this juicy story about the person at the cafe. So the preamble to the stories with information that I know so well already. Yeah.
That's
so
really funny.
Yeah. So that sometimes I have to just be like, lady, I had to stop that message. And I need you to redo it. And I need you to just get to it. Like, just get to the part. Because I can't hear about the cafe again. I can't.
I hope she never stops.
Hit a wall.
I hope she never stops too. It's a really funny bit.
It is a funny bit. It is. No, it's true. I mean, I know it so well. And also, I've been there. Like, the first time she told me about it, I was like, oh, yeah, I know that place. It's adorable. I get gifts for my mom there sometimes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But you don't know it like she knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly not, because she did. There's somehow I have not communicated to her that I get it.
Yeah.
I really try
to leave messages for Sashir, but someone's mailbox is full all
the time.
Well, it's
because it's full of messages from you. And I have to save them somewhere else to clear out my inbox. And then as soon as it's empty again, you're like, ooh, baby, here I go. And then you start leaving tons of voicemails.
And that is always the first message. Ooh, wait, it's empty.
Imagine my surprise where I could leave my friend a message. And the message is about you leaving a message. Nothing else.
No information, nothing. Okay. Jenna, which one of you would do better on the television show on CBS called Survivor?
Okay. So you know I'm a huge Survivor fan. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Jeff Probst officiated my wedding.
That's
oh my gosh.
Very fun.
You say you are very
I love
much a fan.
That.
Yeah. So I'm friends with Jeff. We really, really wanted him. Like when I was at the back of the aisle before I walked down, I really wanted him to shout to me and my dad, come on in, guys.
Is that
you know,
what
that's his catchphrase. Yeah, that's his catchphrase.
His catchphrase is come on in.
Come on in.
Come on in, guys. Like whenever people are coming to like one of the challenges, he always says, come on in, guys.
Did that
but
happen?
I didn't. No, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I thought like we just have the Beatles song playing and then I'll walk down like a regular bride, I guess.
Wait, the okay. Beatles song?
Yeah, you know that Here Comes the Sun?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I walked down the aisle to.
Oh, that's
instead
nice.
Of come on in, guys.
I think it's a good choice.
Okay, so I'm a huge fan of Survivor, so I know the show very well. And in that sense, I would have a huge leg up on Angela, who I don't think watches it regularly. I mean, I'm currently watching it right now. I'm watching it. And during the pandemic, my family, we started binging it with our kids. So now we have totally indoctrinated our kids. They are into it. We are a Survivor family. However, I ultimately, I think Angela would win Survivor over me because she's just better with the social game. Like I get real hangry. Mm-hmm. I don't do well with no sleep. I like have a hard time containing irritation. So in that way, I think I would do very poorly on Survivor. Whereas Angela is like much better at that stuff. Like she's definitely like the friendly face of this operation.
Hmm.
Okay.
I mean, those are the qualifications. I feel like me and Nicole would both fail. We both get hangry.
Yeah.
We both show when we're irritated.
Uh-huh.
We both need sleep.
Yeah. Last night I was so hungry, I was screaming in my own car.
I've been there.
By yourself, just screaming?
No, I was with a friend. I was screaming, I'm not okay. And then I demanded that My Chemical Romance song be played. And then I screamed saying that. And then I felt better. And then I got a little bagel and I felt much, much better.
Oh, good. Good. Okay, Jenna, last question.
Okay.
What do you hope you're both doing 20 years from now?
I hope we are both retired. And I really hope that we take a train ride through Scotland together.
Oh.
As like old ladies who travel together. We also really, really want to travel around the country, going to different factories, factory tours.
Oh.
Like there's this sandal place in Florida. We'd really like to tour that factory together. There's the Sass shoe factory. We'd like to see that factory.
Wait.
We have a lot of factories we want to go to.
What is Sass shoe factory? And what is the sandal factory in Florida?
Oh, I can never remember the sandal factory. I think it's in Key West. And I bought a pair of sandals there a long time ago, like as a kid on a family trip. Oh, Kino. I think that's what they're called. Kino sandals.
Okay.
I loved them so much that like years later when they finally fell apart, I figured out they would send you a pair, but you had to get a money order from your bank. You had to get like a cashier's check. And they're only the sandals are only like $16. But I went to my bank and I got this cashier's check and I sent it off so I could get another pair. And that was like 15 years ago. And they still have them. They're the best sandals in the whole world.
Oh.
And they do a factory tour. And I've talked Angela into going with me again. And then we can get lots of sandals without any cashier's checks at all.
Wait, do you still have to get a cashier's check in 2022?
I don't think so. I think now they probably just have a website with regular ordering, but this was a while ago.
And wait, what is it called? I'm now interested.
I think Kino, K-I-N-O, sandals. Is that a place? Yes. They're leaving from the booth.
Key West?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're so comfortable and they last forever.
And are you just going to shoe factories or are there other types of factories that you're going
I'm
to?
I'm so sorry. No, no. We're going to go to other factories as well. I'm trying to think. We have a list going of all the factories.
And what is the fascination with factories? Just you like seeing how things are made?
Yeah. And like meeting people that work at the factory, like especially like, you know, specialty factories or I don't know. Like I went to, have you ever been, like I did actually go to Scotland and I went to the Oban factory where they make the, is it whiskey or bourbon? Oban, is it a whiskey or a bourbon? I don't know the difference between the two, but
honestly,
it's fascinating. And then in the barrels and then you see them stirring it, you know, I don't know.
I love this. I mean, I have a fascination with doors and I love doors and sometimes people think it's really weird, but they're just like nice. And what did I say? They open you to new. I said something real dumb.
Like open you to new possibilities or something or new opportunities.
You got to put that on a mug.
But I like think to a door factory.
Oh my God, I would die.
I think there's a I think there's an Instagram called like in love with doors or something for people who love doors because I have one that I follow called in love with tiles because I also really love like hand painted decorative tile. I went to a tile factory here in California.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. I would do that.
Yeah.
And they make it and they hand paint it. Yeah. I think you can follow door photo. Do you like, but would that satisfy you or do you need to physically go through the door?
No, no, no. I love doors is pretty good. It's just
yeah,
doors.
Like outside of doors.
It's just doors. It's just pictures of doors.
Those are great.
I love those doors. Yeah, I guess I love big doors, small doors. I just love a door. And I a door factory, I'd lose my mind.
I don't know if I would want to go to a chair factory, but I would want to see like someone handcraft a chair.
We got to find you an artisanal chair maker.
Yes.
Who will be like, and this is how you make them. And they're like old and wrinkly.
Yeah. They're like, oh, my family's been doing this for hundreds of years. I'm like, oh, my God, please explain everything.
In my brain, the person making your chair will look like a California raisin. And I don't know why.
He's all shriveled up.
Yeah. Wait, Jenna, I'm very curious. Yeah. So those two factories, what other factory do you really want to go to?
All right, let me think about it. Gosh, Angela has the list.
Okay.
She knows maybe where we're going. I think there's a potato chip factory in Pennsylvania that we heard about that we wanted to go to. Hers potato chips, I think.
Okay. I do like Hers. It's a good chip.
I'm trying to think where else we can go. We've been invited to several because our love of factories.
If you
find like a best friend that shares your fascination with factory tours, I mean, you know, you have found the one.
I mean,
my husband is not going on any factory tours with me. You know what I mean? He's like, that's for you and Angela in your retirement when you travel around. But the thing about a factory tour is like, there's also a town that goes with it. You know, there's a whole vibe. There's people. You know, it's like a slice of life.
Yeah.
You know, you get to get an insight into like this product, but then also like the surrounding area. You know, it's like a little getaway. We probably are staying in a bed and breakfast.
Oh, that sounds great.
That does.
You know,
sound
and
good.
Then we're meeting the innkeepers and we're, you know.
Oh, like you should have
we are old ladies, basically.
Isn't there a Honey Bunches of Oats factory that they keep putting in the commercial and they look so happy?
That lady, I think she's an actual factory worker that was just charismatic and she became the Honey Bunches of Oats lady.
Go talk to her. Okay. Well, now we have to send you away.
Yes.
And we're going to bring Angela in and we're going to ask her all the same questions.
Yes.
And see what
I'm
you guys
so curious.
Say.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll see you guys in a bit.
See you soon.
Okay, bye.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
What's up?
Oh, not much. Just recording.
You know. What? Making a podcast.
Yeah.
Now for the second half of Besting Each Other, we have Angela with us, and we're going to ask you the same questions that we asked Jenna,
mm-hmm.
and see what your answers are in comparison.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope you're ready. Here's the first question.
We'll never know. Here we go.
Okay. Angela, how did you and Jenna meet?
We met on the pilot of an NBC sitcom called The Office.
Mm.
I sat over in accounting. What's up, accounting department? Jenna was the closest gal to my seat. So there was this partition right between us, and I would turn around and I would get up on my tippy toes because I'm a short stack. And I would just lean over and be like, what you doing? What's happening over there? Do you have a stapler? I have a stapler. Do you have post-its? I have post-its. I have tape. Do you have tape? Do they give you tape? I'm a little chatty, you guys. And, you know, I probably just talked her into friendship. Basically, I just talked to her and talked to her.
Do you remember the moment where you were like, this is a good friend. This is the person that I really want to like talk to outside of work.
I do. It's, you know, we were filming this episode called Basketball, and we were seated next to each other for the very first time, like for real, like not with a partition between us. We were on this bench and we were there all day watching the guys play basketball. And we just got to gab. And we sort of like solved all the world's problems, but not really. But, you know, like we like spilled all of our stuff and told all of our life stories. And we were leaving one night. We'd been there all day on set. We were walking through the parking lot and we were just like laughing our butts off and being really silly. I started that. You remember Laverne and Shirley? Shamil.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm 100. You probably don't know. Find it on it.
Like, I don't. I'm probably young.
I know, Nicole, you're so young. Go to Nick at Night for the old people shows.
That's where I watched it.
Oh my God, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Well, now Friends is on Nick at Night, so we also feel old.
Trust me. And Steve Carell was like quietly walking behind us, and we were like so embarrassed when we saw him because we were doing the whole Laverne and Shirley dance, and he pointed at us and he was like, "You guys, no matter what happens with the show," because you know we were on the chopping block. He was like, "This is what you're going to have."
Aww.
And I was like, "Oh my gosh, Steve Carell." Oh my God, it's Steve Carell. And I'm talking to you. I was such a fan. But yeah, that he was right, you know?
Yeah. That's so sweet. That is really sweet. I can't believe you guys were ever on the chopping block.
I know. It just seems strange. You never know. But mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I think a huge hit like that was ever...
Our first season was 6 episodes. And when we were done, you know, they had a little nameplate on your trailer door. Mm-hmm. I had a trailer with Kate Flannery. Like we had an accordion door that separated. Like It was the most like janky trailer. Our toilets, if you both sat on your toilets, your knees would touch. So we made a little we're never going to the bathroom in here. But yeah. I took my nameplate off the door because I was like, well, that's it. Like this will be the one time I was on a TV show. So I'm gonna take my name with me.
And then you got to bring it back over and over and over again.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Every day you had to put it back on the door. Mm-hmm.
Just like, yeah, every day. I'm back.
Yeah. They were like, "Angela, will you bring that back, please? NBC on set." I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
Okay. What is your favorite memory of traveling together?
I mean, we've traveled a lot of places, but Jenna had this idea one year that she was going to learn to play guitar. She's very much like that. She's like, "I have an idea. I'm going to learn to do this thing." And then she leans hard into it. I bail. I'm a bailer. She's a leaner into her. But she was going to play guitar and she wanted to take it to New York City for our NBC upfronts. I'm like, "Jenna, we're there like 3 days. You're going to take a flipping guitar with you?" And I don't know if guitars come in different sizes. I guess they do. But I just want you to know, she had the biggest guitar they make. It was like the size of a Buick. It was so cute. And she had a special case for it, like in a backpack that she had to strap to her back. It was enormous. It was as tall as me. And then like when we went to go to the bathroom, like just getting it through the airport was just a pain in the butt. They pulled her aside for security. It was a whole thing. Then she had to pee. And I had to carry it while she peed. Like I was holding it in the bathroom. And then she got on the plane with it. And nobody wants to see you and your guitar get on a plane. Like nobody wants that. But it just, I look back on it now and it just cracks me up. Like the remembering her, like trying to get through the stupid airport. And I don't think she opened the case the whole time we were there. I'm like, "Jenna, what songs did you play?" She's like,
"You should have asked her to actually play it during the upfronts."
Oh, that would have been amazing. Please get it. I think Jenna Fisher has a song she'd like to play.
Yes.
She's like Angela.
Okay, Angela, what is your favorite thing about your friend Jenna?
Oh, you guys, she really makes me laugh. It's not easy to make me laugh. Like, I think things are funny. Like, I'll be like, "Oh, that is amusing." But like to really make me go, you know, when you really go and you're really cracking up. It takes a lot for me. Like my friends joke and say I'm dead inside. I'm not. It takes a lot to really make me have that ugly laugh where you're just losing it. And Jenna cracks me up. She's got this really like great sidebar commentary because she's smart and funny and she makes me lose my shiitake. She cracks me up.
Oh, I love that. That's sweet.
Oh, Nicole, I'm just pure sweetness and sunshine. No, okay. It's just, I'm just a tough customer when it really comes to like what's the word? A guffaw. Whatever. A guffaw. I just said guffaw on your goofaw. Podcast. I'm going to leave. I'll let myself out.
Guffaw. Guffaws are welcome here.
Thank you.
What do you think Jenna's favorite thing is about you?
Oh, gosh. And you're going to read these back. Kimmy's writing it all down right now. let's see. I mean, probably that I'm pretty laid back. Like I don't get ruffled too easily, you know? So if there's a lot coming at us, because, you know, we're work wives now, right? We're business partners. Mm-hmm. And so I usually am just like, all right, let's take a minute. Let's just hit the pause button before we, you know, flip out. And I think she bounces off of me when she like gets nervous or anxious about something.
That's good quality.
Okay, mm-hmm. You guys are showing no reaction. I'm like looking at your faces for a tell. Like, is that what you?
Listen,
nothing.
We can't say. We have to wait till Jenna comes back in, and then together we find out if you're actually friends. And if you don't get every question correct,
then
together,
our career is over.
Yeah, your career's over. You're fine. It's Jenna.
Oh no.
Okay, what is something you do that drives Jenna crazy?
Oh my gosh, there's probably a lot. I hate email. I hate it so much. Right now, let me see what my email box is. 1,688. That makes her have a panic attack. That's how many is in my inbox.
Oh my goodness.
Angela. I know, but listen. Okay, I look through and I see what's like, okay, I should look at that. And then some I just skip because whatever. And then I forget to erase them, and then I don't know how, and then I'm like, whatever, who cares? So I think maybe just I don't know, guys. I hate email. I don't check my email. Maybe that drives her crazy. In a list,
are you not checking her emails?
No, I'll check her emails. Shashir, like I have my like my small circle, but like there's some I'm just not going to get to. I'm just going to be honest with you. There's some that aren't going to make it to the open box.
I understand. It's really difficult. I have a ton of unanswered emails.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not as many as you. Right now, I only have 265.
Oh, that's a goal for me, Nicole.
That's a solid amount.
If I get to 200, I'll slide into your DMs.
Ooh.
You know, I'll have a glass of wine. Like, look.
I have 8,000.
You
Shashir.
Do? Shashir.
But like,
I did not see that coming.
It's like I also over didn't years. See that coming. 8,000?
Oh my God. I'm going to walk out of here feeling so good about myself today.
That's sick.
8,000? Oh my God. I bet Jenna has over seven. Yeah, exactly.
I've never cleaned out my inbox, but all the ones that I'm supposed to read, I read. It's just a bunch of like spam stuff that I haven't
Thank you.
To be fair, I have the least amount of emails unread, but I bet you there's hundreds of people waiting on an answer for me as we're talking right now.
Yes. You know what? I get a lot.
There's no response.
I get this a lot. I'll get an email that says, hey, just bumping this. I'm like, oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And like, bump all you want.
Bump it up, baby.
Okay. What is something that Jenna does that drives you crazy?
You know what? The minute her eyes open, her brain turns on. And my brain does not work that way. I need a minute. Give me a hot second, please. But yeah, so if we went on this writer's retreat together to work on our book, and I mean, when she is awake, it is churning. It is going. And I'm like, I'm going to sit here for like 30 minutes with just, I don't know, my robe on, cup of tea. Just going to take a little minute to wake up my brain. And I think that probably drives her crazy sometimes of just like, Ange, I'm awake. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I need a little bit of time.
Yeah, I need so much time. I love nothing more than just laying in my bed for like an hour and a half before I do anything.
Oh, it's so decadent. Ugh. If I get a morning like that, because, you know, life, kids, whatever, I'm like, no, I'm going to lay in bed and read. Then I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to sit on my porch. I love a porch. I'm going to read some more on my porch. Maybe I'll just zone out. Just, I don't know, let the wind blow over my face.
Maybe for a minute. I'll start reading on the... I don't wake up early enough to do any of the things I'd like to do in the morning. I had to do something at 10, and I woke up at 9:58.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen,
no time to read.
You guys can't see the back of my head right now, and it's a good thing, because I took my time this morning. I laid in bed. I had my porch time, and it's a hot mess in the back. But I figured you'd only be seeing the front. So
exactly.
The front looks great.
Thank you. Great. I will sacrifice some me time over some bedhead every day.
Okay. This is an important question.
Very important.
Oh, no. Okay. Is this the Survivor question?
Yeah. It is.
Of the two of you, which one would do better on the television show Survivor?
100%, Jenna. 100%. First of all, she loves the show. She watches it. Like, she loves it. So she probably knows strategy and whatnot. Guys, I don't like to go in the woods. I'm not going to poop somewhere. Like, I'm not going to use a leaf to wipe my butt. I'm not going to do that. I don't know where they go to the bathroom. You never see where they go to the bathroom. That's an issue for me.
For sure.
I need to know what the toilet situation is. And I just think maybe, you know, Jenna's organized. She'd like figure out the games. I wouldn't be good at it, guys. I would be horrible.
I never thought about it. Like, yeah, they're in the wilderness.
Yeah.
They don't get to go to like a hotel at night. They have to shit in the woods.
Yeah, I don't go in the woods. No.
I've never shit outside of a toilet. I don't.
No, thank you.
Thanks.
I've peed. Listen, I have squatted.
Oh,
I have squatted and I've drip dried, you know, no shame. But I can't I can't do the poop skis in the woods.
Yeah, I don't think I've pooped outside either.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't seem ideal. Like,
I mean, I guess it's the position. It? Yeah, what do you do with
you
it?
You have to bury it?
I imagine.
What are like, we what like, all, just, like? We're all cats. We're all cats.
I mean, I can't imagine you just like leave it there. Right? On top of everything?
I don't
just walk away?
That seems
there's
rude.
No trash cans. So you just, you gotta,
also,
I think you gotta dig a hole.
When's the last time you squatted? That's a deep squat.
It is
like,
a deep
what do you,
squat.
What do you, you know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty good at squatting because I do a little pole dancing. So we have to do these like squats.
Lady, you're super bendy. You're super bendy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
it's
much.
A compliment. Yeah.
So I think I could do a squat necessary, but like, do I want to? No.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. The toilet. You lost me at toilet, Survivor. Did you hear me? Yeah.
And also now I have a bidet and I love that life.
Yeah.
Oh, our house growing up, you know, I grew up in Indonesia and we had a bidet. They were like in all the bathrooms and that was my Barbie spa to end all Barbie spas. They were all in there.
I don't understand why it's not standard here. It's really weird.
It's pretty
but
cool.
I saw a bidet in a public restroom recently and I was
no
little,
way.
Like, interesting.
Where?
Like, I mean, and some restaurant in, where was I? San Diego.
Fancy.
Well, yeah. The only thing is, like, I don't necessarily sit on public toilets all the time, depending on like the cleanliness of the bathroom. So I'm like, to bidet and a squat, that's a lot.
It's an intimate moment.
It's a recipe for a disaster.
What if you just put those toilet paper seats down? You know,
on a
down
bidet?
Those?
On a, yeah. And then that gets all moist
wet?
And wet and stuck to your butt.
I guess. Yeah.
Well,
we'll figure it out.
We'll work on this. We'll circle back.
Okay, Angela, what do you hope that you and Jenna are both doing in 20 years?
Oh. Jenna loves New York City. It's like where she feels the most, I think, herself. And I hope she's just like an old lady in New York City. You know, maybe she'll get one of those little basket that rolls, gets her groceries. She'll do some theater, you know. She'll text me maybe about a cool art show she saw. Just living her best life in Manhattan. Manhattan. I hope that for her. And you know, I'm not a real city person, so I'd like to get a little bit of land somewhere. And dream would be like where the trees meet the ocean, you know, that's kind of like a cool, like up where the redwoods are, you know,
oh, like, okay,
like Big Sur, that kind of area.
I was really confused. I was like, trees meaning oceans. I've never seen trees on the beach.
What's Angela talking about?
What is it?
It's a fantasy place.
What is this magic place? But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'd have some animals, and I love a little bit of a garden and some bird feeders. You guys, I'm just such a dork, but I hope I'm the lady. Like when people go on their walk, they're like, that's the lady with all the birds. She used to be on TV or something.
I love that. I think that's a sweet, want for the next, for like in 20 yeah. years. It's nice. It's like settled.
I'll be 70. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 50. This is 50. Folks.
It's funny because I was like, you don't look 50. But then I was like, what does 50 look like? What are eight? Who knows? I go on Instagram and I go, these 18-year-olds, they look like they're 42. What is anybody anymore?
Who wears a side ponytail to their prom? Me. Where is that? Where are those girls these days?
They are gone.
They are fashion.
It is funny because like I was pretty ugly for a minute until I figured it out. And I feel like all these teens on the internet, They figured it out so quick. They're all so pretty.
So early. I know.
Well, they have the unfair advantage of YouTube and TikTok where they get all these makeup tutorials, how to do your hair. We would just ask friends who also didn't know how to do anything and just try our best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd be like, Mom, can you perm my hair? My mom would be like, I'll try it. Oh, that's going to go great.
Okay, now we have to bring Jenna back in, compare your answers, and see if this friendship stands the test of time.
No pressure.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Hi, lady.
Hi.
I hope we did well on our test.
I hope so, too. I feel so nervous.
I know. I am nervous.
Are we best friends or not?
I don't know. Kimmy has all the stats.
Yeah, let us know.
Okay, well, we'll let you know. We asked, how did you two meet? Jenna said we met on the pilot of The Office, both cast on the show, but we did. That's not when we became best friends. We had fun on the pilot. We were friendly, but we didn't think we were going to get picked up. I didn't even invite her to my 30th birthday party. But In season one, in the basketball episode, we were on a bench watching the episode film. We did 3 days of background work and shared stories of our childhood traumas. And then Angela said, met on the pilot of The Office. Angela was like, I sat in accounting. And Jenna was the closest gal to her seat. So she would whisper over at Jenna and be like, you got staple, you got all that stuff. And then they got really close. Angela said, you guys got really close filming the basketball episode where you were seated next to each other and you shared stories. And walking to the parking lot, you were laughing and doing a Laverne and Shirley dance. And then Steve Carell saw you guys and said, no matter what happens with the show, this is what you will have.
Hey!
Yay!
You back? Basketball bench! One!
It's a
one!
Woohoo!
We also asked, what's your favorite memory traveling together? And you both talked about the guitar trip.
Oh, no.
Guitar.
Yes.
Stupid guitar.
Angela, but you didn't mention that Jenna broke her back.
Oh, well, yeah.
She did. I said, it's funny because whenever we talk about that trip, we talk about the dang guitar. I broke my back on the guitar trip.
No, I know. She didn't break it on the guitar. Like, it was on a stupid set of stairs, which was probably also a reason why you didn't then play the guitar while you were there.
No, it just sat there.
Yeah. I didn't bring up you breaking your back because I thought it was kind of a traumatic story.
I laid all the trauma out.
Oh, no. Okay,
I gave it to him.
Okay. Okay, but wait, that's two in a row.
Yes,
two.
It is.
Basketball bench and guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, get ready for three in a row. We asked, what's your favorite thing about your friend? Jenna said, Angela's very funny, makes me laugh, her unwavering support and love and acceptance of me, even things that Jenna dislikes about herself, Angela cares about. She's not judgy and she's lovingly supportive. Angela said, ooh, she really makes me laugh. It is not easy to make Angela laugh, but
Jenna, she is dead inside, according to many sources.
But Jenna cracks Angela up. She has hilarious sidebar commentary. So yeah, I think this is three in a row. Fun.
Three in a row. Woo, woo, woo.
And then we asked, what's your friend's favorite thing about you? And Jenna said that Jenna herself is a great listener. Angela is very chatty and she never gets tired of it. And Jenna loves her back and accepts her. And there's nothing Angela could do to make her want to give Jenna up. And then Angela said, Angela's pretty laid back, easygoing. And as work wives, it's good to have somebody in that dynamic. And Jenna bounces off that energy very well when she's nervous or anxious. So I feel like it's like you guys compliment each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we do. I'm calling that four.
Yeah.
Okay. We massaged that one a little bit, but we're in the ballpark.
We then asked, what's something you do that drives your friend crazy? Jenna said,
oh, Lord.
Since we started working together, we've discovered things. Before working together, these personality traits didn't cause issues. Jenna's more structured. She doesn't like change. Angela's more of a flexible, fluid person. Angela wrote, hates emails. Her inbox is full with lots of unread emails. Hates emails. Doesn't check email.
Okay, wait a second.
I almost brought up Angela's emails, but I was like, it is rough.
Okay, I want you to know, we had a moment because I shared my number, which is like 1,688. And then Nicole's is like around 200. Shashir's? Mm-hmm. You say.
Okay, let me find it again. It's
I remember 8,000.
And 63 emails.
But she's like me. She checks the ones that she knows you need to check, right, Shashir?
And I then don't the other understand one. Why you don't just delete the ones that you... Just delete it. Just get that out of your life.
And I said,
I don't understand this. I don't know why.
I don't know how to correct it now. It's gone on for so long. But
yeah,
I said you probably have like 6 or 7 in your inbox right now.
Yeah, I mean, I could look, but I try to keep it under 10.
Under yeah. 10, guys.
Under 10 unread. Wild. I mean, listen, there's a ton in there, you know, but like unread. Unread? How can you have 8,000 unread emails? I mean, how do you sleep at night?
Accumulation over a year. How do I sleep at night? Just fine, because I know I answer the emails that need to be answered.
This is
from
really
whenever I started my Gmail. I don't know when that was. 16 years ago?
16 years ago?
Oh, my God.
I don't remember. Who knows?
I
maybe. Actually, probably.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. We're getting old.
I also have three different emails.
Three? Oh.
Yes, because that helps me keep the junk out of the email that it reaches me most personally. So I don't order anything online to like my personal email where like friends or work contact me, because I don't need like 90, you know, notices of a sale at Old Navy popping up in my work email thing.
Yeah, that's
so smart. That is very smart.
If I do have like, I probably have like 1,000 unread emails in like my burner email, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Shashir, we got to get a burner email.
Yeah.
I actually have one and haven't checked it in a very long time.
You know, so probably like 20,000 emails. I wasn't going to say anything, but I have 2 burner emails.
2?
Well, I have 2. I have 2 because I set one up and then I like forgot how to get into it and then I figured it out, but I already set up another one. Anyway, guys, it's a problem.
Yeah.
I have 1 burner email that I used to give out on podcasts, and now people have just signed me up for trash. Anywho, okay, we asked, what is something your friend does that drives you crazy? Do you want to read this one, Sashir?
Sure. Jenna said, we communicate by leaving each other messages, and Angela tends to retell me information that she's already told me 100 times. For example, telling me about this little French cafe that she's already
been to. I tell her the name of it and the cross streets every time.
And what's in it every time.
I think that's really cute.
So I'm never going to stop.
I don't think you should. Angela said, the minute Jenna's eyes open, her brain turns on. Like they were on a writer's retreat, and when Jenna is awake, she is going and she's thinking, and Angela needs a minute to slow her morning down. She needs to sit there with a robe and a cup of tea, wake her brain up, and she just needs some time.
It's true. And on that writer's retreat, I knew this about her, and I would try to not speak to her. Like, you know, as soon as she would wake up and walk in the kitchen, I had like 9 things I wanted to say, and I would try to hold them in, but I know that she could tell. Because this is what I said about Survivor. Like, I'm not good at, like, containing. If it's a thought, it must be said. If it's a feeling, it must be expressed.
I could see her suppressing the 9 things she wanted to say to me. Because, like, she would, like, you know, have, like, something in her hand, like a cup of tea or something. And she'd have, like, a spoon. She'd be, like, stirring it. I'm like, okay, Jenna, what is it? What do you need to say?
I know. It's difficult for me.
Okay, we asked, which of you would do better on Survivor? So Jenna revealed she's a huge Survivor fan, married by Jeff Probst. She's a huge leg up on Angela because she's currently watching it. She got her kids into it. They are a Survivor family. But Jenna said Angela would win because she's better at the social game. Jenna gets hangry and doesn't like not sleeping.
That's true. Yeah.
Jenna doesn't hide irritation. These things would affect her Survivor game. Angela is the friendly face of the operation. And then Angela said 100% Jenna, firstly because she loves the show. She knows strategy. Angela's not trying to go into the woods, pooping God knows where. That's a big issue for Angela. She needs to figure out the toilet situation. Jenna's organized and would be able to figure out the games. And Angela said she just wouldn't be good at it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in the woods.
I forgot about the pooping. Angela only poops at home. I can poop anywhere.
Yeah. And I can't relax in public, guys. I can't relax in public. And the 1 or 2 times I finally pooped in public, you know, like in a public bathroom, it didn't go well. Like the toilet didn't flush. It was horrible.
Oh no.
This is an area where you think it would be flipped. You would think that I need to poop in the same place at the same time every day because I'm of my structure.
Anywhere.
But apparently I can just poop anywhere. But you you cannot. So that would be hard for you on Survivor because I think you just dig a hole and poop
See,
in it.
See, I told you guys.
I don't think she can do it.
The 3 of us talked about like the whole situation.
We were trying to figure out where you do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe if you guys were a team, you would both be well. You both have different skill sets.
We've wondered if we would be good on Amazing Race or not.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've always said that your Amazing Race partner is Rashida Jones. Like you two would kill it.
Well,
not
me.
I don't think
Rashida would kill it because she's like a world class traveler.
Right.
But I would just be excited to see if I could hang.
But you'd be good. Like the 2 of you together, I feel like could go really far. I don't think I'm a good candidate for any of these reality shows.
You know what, Jenna? You would get the call sheet and you would get like a... Like the, what do you call it? Like the, map. The one-liner of what we're supposed to do that mm-hmm. day. And Jenna would be like, you know what, guys, let's think this through. That outside exterior shot, I think it could be moved to later in the day. It'll be cooler out.
I could run it. I could run it, but I don't think I'd be good on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. So you could be a line producer on Survivor, but not come That's to right. compete.
It would be one of their yeah. best seasons ever.
Yeah. We did go on Family Feud together and we won. We did very good.
Yes.
Oh, that's congratulations. Yeah, I love you. Family Feud. Steve Harvey, what a dream. I love him so much. If you like Family Feud clips, there's a very funny one where it's a woman trying to say another word for mommy. And she goes on for like 100 years, just repeating this one word. It's really funny. Anywho, we asked, what do you hope you're both doing in 20 years? Jenna said, I hope we're both retired. I hope that we take a train ride through Scotland together as old ladies who travel, travel the country, tour factories, the Sass shoe factory, a sandal factory in Florida, Kino sandals, also other factories, potato chip factory in Pennsylvania. And Angela
we just talked about factories for a while. Yeah.
Angela said, Jenna loves New York, and that's where she feels most herself. So I hope she's an old lady in New York. Angela isn't a city person. She wants to go buy some land somewhere where the trees meet the ocean, have some animals, maybe a garden, maybe a bird feeder. Angela wants to be that lady with all the birds. And I have a bonus question. Angela, what does Jenna eat every day for breakfast?
She likes one egg. She has this little thing, you know, I don't know. It's like a little turquoise container with one egg in it. She turns it on. It makes the egg just how she likes it. And then she has some strawberries.
Wow. I love okay. that.
You passed.
What is this egg container?
It's a hard boiled egg thing. They're like 15, 20 bucks. And you can put up to, I think, 7 eggs in it. And you put a little water and then it has a little dome on top and then it steams the eggs perfectly. So you get a perfect hard boiled egg.
But can it make it a soft boiled egg?
It can. You can make it any like consistency that you want. It depends on how much water you put in. It comes with a little measuring cup and it says like soft boiled, medium boiled, hard boiled. And you can also do it poached. So it also has like a little container where you can crack the egg and then it'll poach it for you.
Wow.
Like did you look for this specifically or did you stumble upon this on like a late night infomercial?
My mom gave it to me. I don't know how she knew about it, but my mom loves like QVC or like Home Shopping Network and they're always showing gadgets. And so she had gotten me one for a Christmas gift one year and I love it.
They're smelly.
Sounds great.
That egg is a smelly egg.
Not because of the cooker.
No, the cooker is doing its job. It's just, you know, that's a smell. That's a unique smell, that hard boiled egg.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when you're on the porch having your tea, like an hour after your friend wakes up, it's no problem.
That's true.
Because I ate my egg completely before you got there.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to buy one of these because I love a soft boiled egg, but I'm very bad at like boiling the water and stuff.
Same.
It's hard.
Oh, it's a cute little container and she travels with it. She'll bring it with her.
Yeah.
Like when we did our writer's retreat, she brought it with her.
Yeah, it's great. And it's small and comes in lots of colors. So you can, you know, match it to your kitchen if you want.
I love it. I love it. I feel like you're doing an ad for a hard-boiled egg.
Are they sponsoring you?
Oh, ladies, by the way, I love how you do your ads. You guys each take one. And the other day I was listening and Shashir, you got Allstate. But Nicole, you got some kind of like vaginal, like a medicine for your vagina. And I was like, how do you pick who reads what? We do them together. So it's like line. But I was like, okay, maybe we could switch it up.
I don't remember why
Nicole usually takes more of the salacious ones.
Yeah, I do love salacious things.
You have fun
things.
With them.
You did have fun with it. You were like, for your vagina!
I'm always having a nice time. That's funny because I forgot we did ads for vagina stuff because I got a box of vagina stuff and I was like,
I didn't get vagina stuff.
But you didn't get vagina stuff?
You got car insurance.
Yeah, I got car insurance. You got car. You got to check your P.O. box, baby.
Okay, yeah. I guess I haven't been there in a while. It's probably there. We've found out that you are friends.
Yes.
It's a beautiful friendship.
Yes. Yay, we did it.
You did it. Thank you so much. And yes. Will you tell us more about your book? I want to know what you guys are talking about.
Yes.
Like, is it more of this, more of an exploration of your friendship through The Office?
It is a little bit. It's called The Office BFFs, and it is a memoir of our time on the show and of the show The Office, but it's also a memoir of our best friendship.
It really is like a journey of our friendship, you know, where we started. And I don't know about you guys, but like Jenna and I had no idea like what life would be like in Los Angeles or navigating Hollywood, or like we talk about like our first red carpet was a absolute shit show. But like we just sort of tell all of those behind the scenes moment. And then even like where we are now, and we were both putting off organizing like all like, you know, the places where you stash everything at home. We all have that stash place. And it was just like we decided one day, let's do it together. We're going to do it. We're going to go through all of our boxes. And we found hundreds of pictures and little things we saved, and
thousands, really.
Really thousands. I mean, yeah.
Thousands of, but like everything. We saved everything. Scraps of paper from our desk, like prop note cards,
a ticket stub from like Steve's movie 40-Year-Old Virgin. Like I still had that. Like just like the craziest things. And we were both like, what are we gonna do with all this?
So then we were like, we should scrapbook it. But then we were like, maybe we should put it into a book. Like
with stories.
And then we found journals, which were fascinating because it's like stuff that you don't remember now. And it would just jog all these memories of our journey of our friendship. And so we put it all together in one place. And we hope that fans of The Office will really love having it because it's filled with just our personal photos. I think Angela and I are the only people that brought our cameras to the pilot of The Office. So that was an early sign that we were going to be best friends because we had those, the disposable ones.
With the like sound, remember, you would take a picture.
Yeah, because you didn't have digital cameras then.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh my God, we predate digital cameras.
We predate digital cameras, lady.
Holy moly.
And so we just think the stuff that we found was really special and we wanted to put it all in one place. And now we have it and we can hold it.
I'm so excited too for my daughter Isabel to have it and just I don't know, just to see her mom found this great friend and they, you know, built a career together, and I just think that's really special.
Yeah, aww. I'm so glad Angela was there because like it would have been really especially scary to try to do all that stuff without someone you trust. You know, to have like the fame and all of that coming
also,
at me.
Also,
like
lady,
Angela's so grounded and we're so the same. And it's like, we love to go to a party and be like, oh my gosh, look who's here. But then at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to us also. And so like it, we never got away.
Yeah. We're just kind of basic, you know,
we're basic,
but in all the same ways. So look how we showed up today.
We're cardigan.
This is happening now.
Come on.
So cute. I love this. Yeah. This is a very beautiful friendship and thank you for sharing it with us.
Yes. Thank you.
And our book comes out March.
No, it's May.
Oh, what did I say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I was like, it's already out.
Oh Lord. May 17th. May 17th. That's
it
a Tuesday.
It is May 17th.
May 17th. Oh, my gosh.
When is it?
I have a text that says May 17th.
May 17th.
The other thing, you guys, we wrote every word. That was a whole learning process to learn how to write with someone. And it took us 3 years.
Yeah, we did not have a ghostwriter.
Holy crap.
So
it took us so long. I have such new profound respect for anyone that just cranks out books, like book after book. I'm like, oh man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was difficult.
Yeah,
I can imagine. I wrote a picture book with very little words, and boy, was that hard.
It's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody gets the done.
Book.
It's
we done.
Did it.
It's done.
We did it.
You did it.
The Office BFFs, Tales of the Office from Two Best Friends Who Were There by Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey. Yay.
Yay. today.
Thank you guys. This was such a treat. I love you guys.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Well, we didn't answer any questions this episode, but if you have a query that you want answered, query just sounded so weird. Anyway,
query,
it's nicoleandsashira@gmail.com. And the number is 424-645-7003. And guess what? You can email us a voice memo as well.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support the show.
Yay!
Okay. Bye, Nicole. Bye, Sashir.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.